Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bienvenue à Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? My name is Liliana and I'm here with...
Marian.
So, today we're gonna have a new song, and in fact, it was a request from one of our users, and the name of the singer is called Grégoire.
Grégoire.
Okay, and this guy, he has a very interesting story, because he's not very famous. He's not like the big artist that we have done before. In fact, the guy, he was known by his website. He has like MySpace, and a lot of people started to hear their songs, and then a record company came and offered him not a lot of money, but now he has his first album, and he's one of the biggest hits in France, and the song is called Toi plus moi. Okay, we're gonna start with the song. Let's listen. Okay, we're back. This is the chorus, so let's start with the first line.
Toi, plus moi, plus eux, plus tous ceux qui le veulent.
Okay, if we see here, you have toi, moi, eux, ceux, all that are pronouns. And then at the end, you have the verb, and it's the verb vouloir. It's in the third person plural of the indicative. What does it say?
Me, plus you, plus them, plus everybody who wants to.
Okay, after that?
Plus lui, plus elle, et tous ceux qui sont seuls.
Here again we have pronouns, is lui, elle, tous ceux qui sont seuls. And here he says, also him, also her, and everyone that is alone. And then the third line he says,
allez, venez, et entrez dans la danse.
Come and join and dance, right?
Yeah.
And after that?
Allez, venez, laissez faire l'insouciance.
Okay, this is a big word. Okay, the first one is the same. Allez, venez is come. Laissez faire. Laissez faire is
allow it to happen.
Okay, so let it happen, right? And this word, insouciance, what does it mean, Marion?
It means carefreeness.
So it's a feminine noun. It means that you don't care.
Yeah.
Now let's listen to the first verse. We're back.
À deux, à mille, je sais qu'on est capable.
The two of us or à mille? What is it saying there?
1,000 of us.
Je sais qu'on est capable. It means I know that we can do it. We are capable of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what does this line mean, Marion?
That means that you are on 1,000, that means maybe more. Mm-hmm. If you want to join, all together, we can do something.
And after that?
Tout est possible, tout est réalisable.
So everything is possible, everything is feasible.
On peut s'enfuir bien plus haut que nos rêves.
Okay, here we have the verb s'enfuir, and this is a reflexive verb, and it means to run away or fly away. But exactly. In this context, what does this mean?
That means that we can go further.
Okay, so go further to what? It says there, bien plus haut que nos rêves.
We can go higher than our dream. We can dream higher than our expectations.
Okay, perfect. And then it says,
on peut partir bien plus loin que la grève.
We can leave or we can go even farther than, and let's stop here, la grève. I know that when you listen to the word la grève, you're going to think of strike, right?
Yeah.
And more when we're talking about France.
I know.
But in this case, it doesn't mean that. What does it mean?
It means the beach, the shoreline.
So it's another way of saying the beach, along the beach or something. And then after this, we're going to listen again to the chorus. But in this case, the only thing that changes is the last line. Let's listen and we'll be back. Okay, we're back. And the first three lines, we already explained them. But the last one, it says,
allez, Venez, c'est notre jour de chance.
So again, come, it's our day of luck. Well, let's listen to the second verse and we'll come back. Okay, let's start with the first line.
Avec l'envie, la force et le courage.
With the willingness, the force and the courage. Courage, what does that mean?
Bravery.
Okay, when you're brave, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Le froid, la peur ne sont que des mirages.
Okay, so le froid is the cold. La peur, it means...
The fear.
The fear. They're only mirage. Okay, and that word is almost the same in English.
Yes.
Which is?
Mirage.
Okay. Remember, this means an optical illusion. It's like when you're going in the desert and you think you see water, but it's not. Well, that's what it is. Okay, after that.
Laissez tomber les malheurs pour une fois.
Get rid of your misfortune for one time or for once. And I love this word, laissez tomber. In fact, there's a good song about that. Tombela.
Tombela.
We should do that next one.
Yeah, but it's not the same signification.
No, no, no. Here, what does it mean? It means...
Forget.
Okay, so you forget.
Yeah, don't care about it.
So don't care about the misfortune. And after that, we say... Allez, venez.
Reprenez avec moi.
What does this mean? Because reprenez is from the verb reprendre.
Reprendre, oui. It's a word used in an expression when you are speaking about a song that means sing together. Okay. We can say reprenons en cœur.
Start with your heart or something?
No, yeah, oh, it's another expression. En cœur is all together, you know, like chorus.
Oh, yeah. So all together.
Yeah.
And it means to sing.
Yeah.
So sing with me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very different. Next is the chorus. We're not going to listen because it's exactly the same as the first one. So now we're going to listen to the third verse. And we start.
Je sais, c'est vrai. Ma chanson est naïve.
I know, it's true. My song is so naïve.
Même un peu bête, mais bien inoffensive.
Here we say, même un peu bête. Bête is a great word. I think it's a word to say it's maybe silly or stupid. Yes. So it's an adjective that you can use, but be very careful how you use it. And then it says,
mais bien inoffensive.
But also inoffensive, meaning that he knows that it might be naive, but it's not against anyone.
It's not mean.
Mm-hmm.
Et même si elle ne change pas le monde.
Even if it doesn't change the world. And when he says si elle, he's referring to la chanson, okay?
Mm-hmm. Elle vous invite à entrer dans la ronde.
And this last expression is an invitation, right? It's an invitation for what?
To join the dance.
To dance. Yeah. And why la ronde? Because la ronde is like in a circle.
It was the name of a dance people used to dance before.
Mm-hmm.
And now it just became an expression.
Ah, okay. Now we're going to listen to the fourth verse and we'll come back. Okay, we're back.
L'espoir, l'ardeur, prends tout ce qu'il te faut.
The hope, all this passion, take everything that you need or take everything that you think is needed.
Mes bras, mon cœur, mes épaules et mon dos.
Oh, he's so romantic. He's saying, please take everything. Even my arms, my heart, mes épaules. Épaule is your shoulders. Et mon dos. Mon dos is your back. So basically it's a way of saying, lean on me, right?
Yeah, take everything you need from me.
And after that?
Je veux te voir des étoiles dans les yeux.
More romantic here. I would like to see the stars in your eyes.
Je veux nous voir insoumis et heureux.
First, it says, I would like to see us. And then this word?
Insoumis.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means that you don't obey to the rules. You're a bit rebel.
Free, you're rebellious. Mm-hmm. And also it says, et heureux. It means happy. No rules, do whatever you want. And the rest of the song is just the chorus that you're gonna listen. Okay, we're back. I hope you enjoyed this song. And if you have any other suggestions of any singers or songs you like, just come to FrenchPod.com and let us know what you would like to hear in the next show. And for now, we're leaving. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.